EAA Radio, broadcasting the spirit of aviation around the globe.
I'm Farid Guillot. 7 years ago, in the early morning hours of a chilly day in March, Chicago Mayor Richard Daley sent heavy construction equipment to tear gouges in the runway of Miggs Field. The mayor claimed the lakefront airport adjacent to downtown was a security risk to nearby buildings. Daley has announced that he is not going to run for re-election in 2011. The surprise announcement has many in aviation circles already wondering if the site of the former Miggs Field could once again become an airport. I talked with Friends of Miggs president Steve Whitney about the prospects of flying to downtown Chicago and landing on the strip of land known as Northerly Island.
My first thought was probably the same first thought of every pilot in the country, which is maybe this gives an opportunity for Miggs to reopen. I think it's a very, very long shot for something like that to happen, but I think it's not impossible, and it was certainly something of a shock that Daley made this announcement. He was making all kinds of statements in the last few weeks and months that made it sound like he was going to run again. So I think he caught everyone by a little surprise. So we're kind of going to sit back and evaluate what our options are here.
When was the last time that Friends of Miggs or any organized advocacy for reopening Miggs Field really put forth an effort?
The Miggs massacre took place in March of 2003. The mayor kind of used the run-up to the Iraq War as kind of some of his cover. You know, everybody was worried about security, and he made it sound like he was doing that for the security of the citizens of Chicago. We spent probably the next year and a half after that working hard, both in some court battles and as well as putting together a proposal for an alternative plan for Miggs that would reopen the airport as a combination park, airport, and air museum. But, of course, the problem is that Mayor Daley really has become probably the most powerful mayor in Chicago's history over time. And so it really, he personally has spent tons of political capital to close Miggs Field. Nobody really knows quite why he's so obsessed with it, but it certainly is the thing that has driven him over the last number of years. He was quoted one time as saying it was the thing he was absolutely most proud of in his time in office, which is kind of shocking that he would, you know, say that. But and so we came to the realization that as long as Daley was in office, it probably was not worth spending lots of resources to try to reopen Miggs.
Now, I've flown over Miggs a couple times in the intervening years, and much of it is grass-covered, and there is that entertainment venue that hosts concerts from time to time. What are your thoughts have been about Mayor Daley's visions for that area, and have they panned out?
I'm not really quite sure what Mayor Daley's vision was for that from the start. There's been a number of different plans that have been floated over the years, from nature preserves to kind of almost Disney-like theme park-type elements. The fact of the matter is, though, that there's really nothing been done with it since it closed. They've let grass grow up. They've put on a bike path. There's some small starter-type trees, and that's about it. The exception is that there is a temporary concert venue at the north end of the peninsula, which even the park supporters demanded be temporary and not a permanent structure. So everybody agrees that that's really, you know, that could easily be removed. And frankly, there's nothing else there that's been put in its place. The mayor's big hope, I think, at one time was that the city of Chicago would get the 2016 Olympics. And they had a number of sports venues planned for that, including, I think, there was like whitewater rafting, and I can't remember, maybe beach volleyball or something. And of course, when Chicago got knocked out in the first round of voting for that, it was kind of left everybody in the, you know, everybody who had a plan for it in the dark, because there's really no money for anything. And that's the reason that nothing's happened with it. That's one of the reasons that actually reopening the airport would make some sense. There are some ways that you could use federal aviation dollars as well as the possibility of privatizing the operations of an airport to bring in considerable money to the Chicago Park District. Because the mayor has been so adamant against it, nobody's been willing to take a look at that. But with somebody else in office, that in fact might make a lot of sense.
And that begs my next question. How easy will it be to wake up those plans that have been tentatively pulled together to use airport improvement funds or federal funds to open up that area? And you even had a name for it, the Bessie Coleman Field or Bessie Coleman Aviation. How easy will it be to reawaken those plans with, say, a new mayor?
I don't want to leave anyone astray. This is to reopen MEGS would be an astronomical long shot. It isn't impossible, but it would take the right candidate. It would take backing from the business community, which up until now has been fairly silent. The mayor has managed to kind of co-opt the business community. Everybody you talk to thinks that an airport downtown makes tons of sense, but nobody is willing to cross him because they've got some other bigger fish that they need to fry with the city. It's certainly worth exploring, and a lot will depend on who steps forward as candidates, how independent they feel they can act from, you know, the prior administration. You know, one thing that's true is the mayor is not dying. He's just stepping down, and he'll still be on the scene, and I guarantee you he won't go for reopening MEGS lightly. He would certainly be in opposition, and so we'd have to figure out a way to overcome that.
Now, you mentioned the business community. Chicago Executive, which is Palwaukee by a previous name, and of course Midway, have had to absorb much of the business aviation traffic. Since 2003, how has that gone? Has it gone well, or is it there's still an overflow issue?
Actually, the problem is not an overflow issue. It is at Midway to some extent. The problem is that it actually has contributed to the decline of aviation in the Chicago area, and there's been a loss of what you might call market share in terms of operations in the greater Chicago area, which at first glance would seem kind of odd. You'd think that the traffic at MEGS would move somewhere else, but in fact, in a lot of cases, nobody ever based their aircraft at MEGS. It really wasn't designed for that, and it wasn't encouraged. You couldn't even rent a tie-down for longer than overnight at a crack. So what would happen is a lot of the local companies who would use business aviation would base somewhere else and then would depart there, land at MEGS, pick up their passengers, head out, come back, drop them at MEGS, and go back to wherever they were going. And so, in fact, by the loss of MEGS, it actually wound up reducing the overall traffic in the area. The exception to that is that Midway is basically at capacity and has been that way for probably close to 10 years. And there has been an increase in general aviation traffic there, which has created more delays and created more congestion at that airport, which, of course, people who understand airport systems realize the value of a reliever airport like a MEGS Field, because it keeps those general aviation flights from clogging up the runways where the scheduled airlines have to go.
So this news may revitalize the MIGS movement. How can people get in touch with you or people that are looking at maybe revising the effort again?
The easiest way to do that would be to go to our website, which is friendsofmegs, MEIGS.org. You can learn more about what's going on there and get in touch with us that way. Or you can email us at info@friendsofmegs.org.
Steve, thanks very much.
You bet. Thank you.
You're listening to EAA Radio.